to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Pochettino is gone. The worst striker in the Premier League gets another golden boot. And not good enough to keep Burnley up, but apparently good enough to turn things around in Munich. This is Onside ZA, brought to you by Betway. Get way more. Joining me on the show today, Mr. Len Moleko.
What up?
Tseppy Worldwide.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. And everybody's favorite, Super Sub.
Danku.
So I alluded to a few things there in my intro. And ballers, first of all, welcome to all of you as well. Thank you for joining us as always. Remember to get onto the Betway app. You can be a Betway winner like me. I'll say more about it.
Congratulations, my friend. You are rolling in the
But if you do join the Betway app as a new user, use the affiliate code ONSIDEZA. It helps us out a lot. Guys, let's get into that. Some Premier League action as the season concludes. Len Moleko.
In an extraordinary fashion.
Extraordinary? I wouldn't say so. I think extraordinary was our watch along. Was the end of extraordinary.
I think my definition of extraordinary was still anticipating that anything could happen until the last fat lady sang.
I think the fat lady sang a long time ago.
I think so. I think it was before the Spurs game.
It was the hope. And I mean, a football game can turn around in 90 minutes.
Precisely. But
if you look at a City team that has been doing this for four seasons in a row, with some remarkable runs towards the end of the season, everything else was just but hope.
There was a sniff, though. There was a moment.
It took 79 seconds, and it was over.
Yeah,
there was no way City were gonna ever let that lead that they had from the Foden goal. There was no way City were gonna let that go. The minute that goal went in. At that time,
I agree, but there was just that snuff of hope when Arsenal equalized and within a minute or two, West Ham had
pulled
scored.
One back. Oh, what a goal though by Kudus, eh?
What an outrageous goal. He's 22 years old.
Yeah.
Scores a bicycle kick like that, showing great maturity.
Yeah.
But just that moment, just for a second, there was like that. There must have been anxiety in City hearts, and that hope came back to Arsenal fans.
I don't think so. You would have thought there was that anxiety against Spurs, maybe for about 20, 25 minutes when things were not coming.
Or maybe as Song broke through.
And perhaps it was with the opportunity that Song fluffed. But I really don't think, I don't think City were ever in doubt that this is their title to win.
But also, it's not that Arsenal supporters were in doubt either that was their title to win. And I think sometimes, Moleko, you are a modest individual. You act nonchalant, especially when you know that something is within your reach, but also not. And I mean, I've seen you do this, I mean, since the beginning of the year, really. Because it's though you kind of knew that your team was doing okay, but you did not want to feel as though you have an egg on your face if the favors are not, or the results are not to your favor. Just so that when we get to this point, you know, you don't feel as though, dang, I lost out. You act nonchalant, but you know in your heart of hearts that you are in your feelings. And that's okay, because I'm also hurt.
I think since the Villa game, right?
I'm hurt.
We can argue a number of games.
Since the Villa game was really... That hit it hard.
So we can look at the City draw.
Yeah, but no.
We can.
That was a good result still. Their feeling was good.
But then, like, what I'm saying is, in 18 games, you win 16.
Yeah.
Draw one.
No.
Lose one. And you still go on with 89 points. Best defensive record in the league.
Most goals you've scored in... years.
For me, Arsenal did not lose the title.
Exactly. And I think
City just won it.
But it makes it more painful because they were this close, right? No?
Arsenal did not lose the league. City just won it.
Super, so I'm going to bring you in here.
Sanity prevails. You know, and
oh,
and
sorry, what did
they didn't.
Say?
No,
they
I mean,
didn't.
He was
they lost to a better side.
They lost to a better side. That's fair. But he was not saying all whatever he's saying back then, you
Benter.
Know. So it shows that he's
Benter's
a
Benter,
not for sure. But I'm saying now that majority of Arsenal fans still believe that something could happen. This is football.
That's what I'm saying.
And a whole lot of them that I know and I'm close to, they were really, really shattered on Sunday.
So are you telling me there
As
were people
you should.
Who there were people
That's
who,
normal.
There were people who said there who literally thought
on Sunday that it can happen.
That West Ham is going to draw with Man City.
It's highly
crazy
Etihad.
Things have happened.
Crazy things have happened in football.
Nah, guys.
Well,
nah, guys, I refuse.
I think maybe because I'm an optimist.
No, not
I'm
even.
I'm either glass half full type of person, and he's a bit of a realist sometimes. But in his heart of hearts, I know that still had that a bit of a flame to say, you know what, my boys just might.
And pull. You know very well how he would behave when Arsenal was winning, and he would be trolling us in the group and all of that. That just goes to show you that. He was hoping that they
but
could
what I'm
take
saying,
it and go all the way, as any Arsenal fan would.
What I'm saying is, in as much as the trolling and the banter is what it is, that's what it is. It's banter. Like you say, deep down in your heart, you thought or you were hoping.
Maybe in my heart, my friend. Yours, no.
Okay, deep down in my heart, I knew it's almost virtually impossible to stop the City train. Well, minus the 115 white elephants, but that's a story for another day.
The shade.
But well, City are just...
It's coming out in bits and pieces.
No. No, also, like, with regards to that, like, there might be a lot of talk about, like, yeah, but 115.
Make me numb, Nelson.
No, but that has nothing... No, like, this is being realistic.
Football
like,
was played with 11 against 11.
11
v 11.
Those players are not involved in those charges. Pep has literally... He managed to assemble one of the best squads. That club, on pound for pound, is literally, even though they're out of the Champions
pound
League.
Pound for pound?
With pound for pound. They're the best club in the world right now.
Pound sterling or pound? The ballers are getting ahead of me here in the comments. Football Pro TV said, when Pep's still around, just forget about the league. I was going to get to this. Pep around for at least one more season. Mm. We know he's there next season. Inevitable.
Yeah, look, I mean...
Inevitable, right?
What else do you do? Exactly. You've done
so,
it.
So, I think you need a couple of... You need that big bull in your crow. And a couple of stubborn bulls that will try to fight the big bull. With only one bull trying to fight the big bull...
Liverpool didn't fight?
No. We're talking about next season.
Ah. Right. Liverpool won't fight with Arne Slot.
Who's cows. The big bull?
It was a cow.
Is that Arsenal?
No, Arsenal's the other one that will fight the big bull at City.
Yes.
Actually,
you're saying no one else will challenge them?
I don't think outside of... Because everybody else still needs to assemble and build.
United, Liverpool, yes. Chelsea, Spurs.
Yes.
I feel like Chelsea's building stages kind of started towards the end of the season.
But then again,
and now
but then
it's gone.
It's gone because Poch is gone.
They just flushed that.
So the only person realistically who is able...
Well, we know Arsenal will compete next season.
And then what
we're pretty sure about.
What constitutes building? You know, because we can argue the same that Pep might want to build because there's few players that he might lose.
You can add on, but it's not building.
But
he's adding on.
He lost more
players.
That's
what I'm saying. What constitutes building? Is Arsenal going to be building? Is Liverpool going to be building?
He lost more significantly at the end of last season than what he's losing this season.
But it was never said that he was building. He was just adding on. So that's what I'm saying. What constitutes building?
Okay, for me, building is what Chelsea needs to do. The manager, whoever it is that's going to come in, probably they'll go to Brighton and take De Zerbi again like they did with Potter. Who else is... There's a lot of unemployed... I don't see Tuchel going back.
Maybe Jose will go back.
And work with
the
Americans.
Lucky charm.
With the Americans.
I'm just saying. He's unemployed.
Or maybe Erik ten Hag, after he loses his job on Sunday, might go. But what I'm saying is...
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. The only thing is... Who I've been saying for weeks now, who replaces Ten Hag?
Yeah.
Everyone who's saying Ten Hag out, who comes in?
Well, Poch is free now.
I like Poch. But they had the opportunity to go for Poch. And it seems like these big clubs don't want to go for known. They feel like the fans will be upset if you go for someone who failed elsewhere in the Premier League, in a way.
Yeah.
And because Poch has failed elsewhere in the Premier League, Tuchel has failed elsewhere in the Premier League. Hey, well.
Yeah, I think
someone's not a fan of Poch. If I were Bayern Munich, I'd be going for him.
I think what Xavi has done with the Bayer Leverkusen have sort of given these big clubs to look at like up and coming managers, you know, give them a chance.
They took Arne at Liverpool?
He's not a yesterday manager.
Yeah, but he's not established either.
But Ten Hag was the same when he went to United.
That's why I was saying the unknowns. Ten Hag, of course.
So when he's coming, we came from Bayern.
I came from Ajax.
Ajax Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the Arne slot is a Ten Hag appointment, like almost to the T. But it's the same sort of thing.
It's the same as Jurgen Klopp. You can argue.
Not necessarily.
Jurgen Klopp won Bundesliga titles. That's bigger than Dutch league titles.
He was in the final of the Champions League against Bayern.
Yeah, look, I mean.
Ten Hag was in a semi-final of a Champions League with Ajax.
And Poch was in a final of a Champions League as well.
Is a top manager. No. I don't know why you keep coming down on Poch's head. He's a top manager.
Another person who might be very employable or who might be unemployed to be employed is Massimiliano Allegri.
Yeah, because
he's
about to lose.
He doesn't speak much English though.
Yeah, he's already...
He's lost it.
He won the Italian Coppa. Mm. And
he acted bad.
Got the sack.
Yeah.
On the same day that he got sacked, exactly the same date that he got sacked 3 years earlier.
Gift Real G is making a point, which is what I wanted to mention now. Thanks, Gift Real G.
About building.
No. Well, you can argue that. The comment you made earlier on about the Xabi Alonso sort of like approach, the Arteta sort of like approach, you are known, just come in here and work with us. There's been lots of talk about McKenna actually going to Chelsea. At some point, he was also linked with the Man United gig.
Well, he's Kieran McKenna's a Man United boy. That's where he got his coaching badges. Surely he needs to have a season with Ipswich in the Premier League.
First.
Where do you get...
Why would Ipswich even give him an opportunity considering also that they're coming with their boy who's been having their back?
He is at Ipswich. Makes sense.
Okay.
You've got this term, what do you call it, Len? Why would you want to live such kind of a romantic... How do you phrase it, Len?
No, he's a romantic.
Romantic.
No, man.
There's a way you say it. Like, the way he started with that gig from League One up until... Premier League, you can't just throw that away. You know what I'm saying?
I think that, I mean, obviously if a good offer comes for him, he has to go. But to be honest, does anyone want to be Chelsea manager right now? Because you're going to get the sack in 6 months to a year.
But also remember...
Because you can't succeed right away. You need time.
Not even that. The problem at Chelsea is not the management. For all the criticism that I have for Pochettino, unfortunately, he was not the one who was putting people on seven-year contracts.
Mm-mm. No, it's not his fault.
Yes.
Poch, if anything, he showed that if you gave him time, he'd turn the team around. And look at the end of the season, I think they're third best or fourth best
in
2024.
Yep.
Pochettino is the one who was like, okay, in this process that needs to be trusted, or you trust me in this, I'm going to go get a young one. And I'm actually going to give him more responsibility than it's been the case at this club for a while. He went, cold about it, got Palmer, and Palmer literally was the star player for Chelsea this past season. So for all the criticism I have of him, I think sacking him was a bad idea.
No, I agree with you, Len. And also, if you look at how he played towards the end of the season, he was starting to get his groove. You
know,
that's what I'm saying.
I think they've won what, 5 out of 5?
Yes, and they actually found themselves where now? They actually finished even better than a Man U that we were actually hoping was going to do better.
Wait,
remember we were talking?
Europe, right?
Yeah, they've qualified.
They did.
Yes.
So exactly. And they
depending
started off the year.
Sunday's results, United they'll either be in Europa League or European Conference League.
There we go.
So they'll be in Europa League.
But
because Man United
assured.
Have no chance on Sunday.
There we go. You see? And remember, I kept on complaining in the beginning of the year. Like, I mean, they went out into the transfer market and they were spending like, you know, money is going out of fashion. And we're not really seeing results until just now. And unfortunately, well, fortunately for them, it has, you know, somehow, you know, given them some type of results, something even better than what Man U has been able to accomplish.
And I just want to go back to something that Super Sub was saying earlier on with regards to Jürgen Klopp and comparing him to...
I was comparing him to your Ten Hags,
you know, when they came to... Arne Slot. I think the difference with Jürgen Klopp and why he did not necessarily succeed immediately, but why he was able to put the fight to what City was doing at the time. Jürgen Klopp came from a club that is a passion club. That being Borussia Dortmund.
Borussia. Mm.
And going to Liverpool was almost going to a German version of Borussia Dortmund. Loving the city, loving the fans. It's almost like it was a perfect fit for Jürgen Klopp to be at Liverpool. And what he was able to do with the club, what he gave, I mean, you could hear with the farewell that he got.
Yeah.
Can
I say a couple of things about this? First of all, I'm a Man United fan, so it's hard to say, but absolute legend in the Premier League, Jürgen Klopp.
Yeah.
And has far fewer trophies than what he deserves for the type of football they played and how competitive they were. Literally, I think there's a handful of fixtures that you change and he would be leaving with more than one Champions League medal, more than one Premier League medal, more than one of FA. Any of these that they've won. But he's won the lot. Remember he's won everything with Liverpool that you can win.
Yep. Remember the Barcelona game when Liverpool had to overturn? Was it 4-0?
Yeah, I think it was 4-0, yeah.
Where you had a Divock Origi
just scoring in the last minute.
It's like... what's going on here?
So what I will say even further to this on Jürgen Klopp is that he was given time at Liverpool because he started off poorly there.
Yes.
The results weren't good for his first year.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can't say, but what did he take over? Because Liverpool were competitive under Brendan Rodgers.
No, definitely.
He took over a good side and made them worse.
Yeah.
But because he had a philosophy, he was installing in the club, trusted him with that philosophy. But I think that the difference is...
And he had to get rid of, sorry, Marco, he had to get rid of some few personnel as well.
Yeah.
Suarez left under his watch, right?
Skettel, I think, as well.
No, I think Skettel was already gone.
Was he gone?
Sterling, wasn't Sterling also... Remember there was a point of SS... What? It was
Suarez
and Sturridge.
Sturridge, yeah.
But that was the trio...
Under Brendan.
And then I think he found the Firminos there. And who's the boy who went to Barca, the Brazilian?
Coutinho.
I remember
but
him.
They were not fitting into his system. And that's why they ended up going.
That's what I'm saying. Sorry, Marco, we interjected. You continue.
Yeah, so, a good point. You should say that Klopp finishes all players when they play that style of football. And that's why they dip at the end of the season. They're tired. That rock and roll football is tough. It's a lot of running. So
if it wins
and they
titles.
Have a lot of injuries. But what I'm saying is that Chelsea now getting rid of Poch shows how naive and short-sighted they are. This is Poch got one season at Chelsea with a bunch of young players, not established players. He didn't have superstars.
That did not even acquire himself.
He didn't even acquire them himself. He didn't get to choose his players. And he got them playing ball. At the end of the season... he got them playing good football.
Yeah.
It took him 6 months to get them playing well. It's not like it took him over a year.
And
it
did
took
he not
him six
inherit,
months.
And did he not inherit them?
Yeah.
Like
that's
inherited
what I'm saying.
And an ongoing.
Yeah, but
yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm saying Klopp performed worse in his first season in many ways.
Yep. You had Palmer with, I think he was on 22 goals come in, like end of the season.
Young player of the season under Poch.
Jackson, as much as we've criticized him for the longest time, 17 goals.
Throw in some serious injuries there. For players like James
Enzo
Reece,
Fernandez,
yes.
Enzo, an important player.
I don't think it's a fair sack.
I think it's a horrible sacking. And I'm curious to see who they replace him with. Obviously, all the rumors will be De Zerbi will be the main name on the lips of everyone. And I like De Zerbi's style of play. But what's he going to do?
And De Zerbi
he's going to need time.
But he's also one person who tends to fight with management. He had some exchange... words with the powers that be at Brighton. So the exit door was always there for him. De Zerbi was always going to be shown the door.
Yeah,
and you could hear with his post-match interviews that this was a person who was like, can the season come to an end? Because this feces show, I'm not a part of it.
Yes, but even so, when I remember, did Zebi not take Brighton to the top flight?
No. That was
Potter.
Graham Potter.
Potter, and then, he inherited them in 2022, sorry.
He got them, exactly,
is what I'm saying. And he did well with them. I think they finished in the top five or top six in the previous season.
No, they went to Europe.
Yes.
What conference.
Yes.
Also, again,
top five or top six, that's what I'm saying. And this
conference
season.
Conference is seven.
Mm. Top what?
Seven.
There we go. And that, only to say, may I finish?
Yeah.
And only for them this season, I feel like this season was actually tougher for them. They did not even deliver close to what they did last season. And I think you also got disheartened.
Sometimes
when you get disheartened, and I think he's not a person who's as valiant and as resilient as what a Jurgen Klopp, for example, is.
So he is.
And that's why he just gave up already.
Mm. So he is. The giving up was because he went to management and the acquisition processes did not work for him because he didn't have enough quality players to be playing FA Cup, League Cup, the league.
And play the type of football that he wants to, because he was saying he was the menu of the championship and the champion or something to that effect.
And playing in Europe as well, because playing against some obscure team
of
farmers.
No, sorry, that's Burnley.
Of England.
In Kazakhstan.
Is
going to be difficult for a Burnley side that knows that. I mean, Brighton, Arsenal and City.
Yes, Brighton, yeah.
It's Brighton, not Burnley. Sorry, I confused you.
Okay.
Yes.
No, but it's fine.
Yes, I confused you.
It's as a city,
Arsenal.
Minus the injuries, Arsenal, Liverpool actually got to feel the brunt of having a thin squad. You can't be playing 10,000 competitions with half your dressing room in the doctor's room.
Ten Hag complained about the same thing. I don't think the style of football was good enough, whether you've got the injuries or not from Man United. I'm not trying to engage in those excuses. I think it was still very poor. But Man United had a lot of injuries and it shows you what happens.
But the team was just poor, period.
But they were also just poor. Yes. I agree. I think you're absolutely right. De Zerbi did leave Brighton after a disagreement with the management, the owners of the club, as to the signing process and what players they're going to sign during the summer.
Recruitment, that's the word I was looking for.
Yes. And their philosophies were completely offset. I think that it was a fight that was started perhaps with the knowledge that there's going to be a lot of clubs in for De Zerbi anyway. He's going to have his pick of the bunch. And not staying at Brighton, having a fight with the owners and getting your contract released makes it easy for you to leave. You know, you don't have to wait for the club to accept a settlement offer from another club.
Mm.
So he's not going to be short of job offers. De Zerbi will have a good job offer or two. Bayern Munich have turned down De Zerbi as an option. They don't want an Italian manager. They want someone.
It's a culture clash.
I think that Italian wouldn't work out. Yeah, it's odd because Italian managers are normally very pragmatic, like a Max Allegri, who we're talking about, right? He's not a very enterprising manager. It's very pragmatic type of football. De Zerbi's more enterprising.
We can argue on that point of it's on what you're saying, the culture clash.
Mm.
Is it a case of once bitten, twice shy? Because Bayern have had an Italian manager before, who won the league like others did.
Don Carlo.
But they still got rid of him.
He doesn't count. Chelsea also got rid of Carlo Ancelotti, and that tells you all you need to know about why you shouldn't take that Chelsea job. Moving on. Super Sub.
Yeah, man.
Let's talk a little bit about City. Four-peat, Phil Foden. I mean, was there even a second place for player of the season? Phil Foden leaps and bounds above everybody. Yeah, and he showed it on the last day.
That's what I was about to say, that him just taking that responsibility of getting City over the line, it just goes to show you that it was awarded to the right person. You know, he delivered when it mattered, you know, and having scored some of those hat-tricks, you know, it's difficult, you know. I mean, some players that were deemed to be superstars have not even smell the hat-trick in EPL, you know?
I beg to differ.
With what?
Well, I'm going to ask first one question before we get to your differentiating factor on Phil Foden. Yeah. And if there's someone who's even close to as good as he was this season.
Mm.
What does Casemiro do on Sunday about him?
Sure.
Don't pray.
Don't play at centre back.
Right. Yeah, no.
All he can do.
I don't think there's much.
Look, the two centre backs have to mark Haaland, so it's a defensive midfielder that it's going to have to deal with Foden.
Yeah, with him coming from left and right, and even sometimes in the middle, is going to be difficult. And we know how Casemiro play. You know, is the type of the player that if he has to deal with a player like Foden, he might get himself sent off.
Mm. He's very unlucky, also. So that doesn't.
But have all your centre backs come back?
Mm-mm, only Lisandro Martinez so far. Rafael Varane doesn't look like he'll be ready. And Harry Maguire.
And he's
Maguire. Gone as
well. And so. He's leaving anyway.
Yeah, Varane's gone. But, I mean, you'd like him in that last game, right? You don't have someone else.
You've got Casemiro.
Like, he's a top world-class midfielder. He really is.
He's
perhaps his best years are behind him. But he is a top world-class midfielder, but he's not very good at centre-back.
I was going to say, the years being behind him, we can argue that. I don't think all of it is gone. Mm. I just think playing him at centre-back
isn't fair to his qualities and skills.
Isn't fair to his qualities. And that is why he actually came out on some tip. I was reading something where he was saying that, out of all the accolades that I've achieved, I came here as one of the biggest signings for the club. Da, 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 da.
Can't be bad by one season.
I can't be bad by not even one season,
a couple of games.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I agree. He's not been bad this season.
It's the structure that he finds himself within. You know, it's Man United have been terrible.
It also doesn't help when players are allowed to freely run at the defense because there's no midfield.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the tactics are completely wrong.
Yeah, no, back to City. I think Phil Foden,
And I think for Foden, you know, it's nice that he went from, and that's what I appreciate about him, the consistency. Going from young player to player of the season shows how consistent and how hungry he is. And that's something I appreciate about him. And then passing the baton to the other young man.
I couldn't agree with you more.
It's beautiful to watch.
No, I think there's a person who was snubbed. And I think without him, and you saw in his absence, City was struggling.
De Bruyne, but he's who?
Rodri.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, look, I mean, I suppose you've got a point, but I think, it's a difficult one. I wouldn't call it snubbed per se.
He didn't even make the shortlist. That's why I'm saying it's snubbed.
Overlooked? Yeah, but that's because they didn't want to have only City players on the shortlist.
But then they had one or two Arsenal.
They was like, going to be like a Bafana squad.
Rodri deserved to be more
than Virgil,
Van Dijk.
I think Virgil Van Dijk wasn't even best at Liverpool this season.
I think he struggled. Shame.
He's there on reputation.
Lenny's got a point, but I feel like, you know, Phil Foden really, really pulled through this season. I think he stood out. One of the... One of the best season of his life this season.
Monster.
I mean, how many hat-tricks? I mean, let's just start there. I mean,
but he's... And okay, if we're going to go on goals, then you might as well just give that award to Haaland.
No, away from that. You have to pass the sniff test. He has to pass your eye test. Phil Foden looked like a world beater. He looked like he should be in Real Madrid. Do you know what I'm saying? It's one thing to... City is probably the best team in the world. But City don't seem to have the style of players that Real Madrid do, that you look at it and you're like, this guy's going to turn you around by himself just now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? They've got...
They've got team players.
It's more Pep Guardiola, right? It's like Barcelona had Messi, who was like a standout star.
Yeah.
And the rest of the team was tiki-taka, whatever. They never looked like a wow. But Phil Foden, even in a Pep Guardiola, tiki-taka, whatever team,
still stood out.
Stands out like a superstar. Like, you see him pick up that ball, he glides, they can't touch him. There's nothing you can do. Rodri's great, and I think Rodri does such an important part for the team.
Yeah.
But the real superstar of this season was Phil Foden, no doubt.
And just to
may
add
I ask,
that,
okay.
Marco, if you remember the year, you mentioned, you made a reference to Barcelona of Pep Guardiola, and you mentioned Messi. And what I'm going to say to Len, if you remember the days of Messi, there were players like Xavi.
Busquets, Iniesta.
They were crafting in that midfield.
And they didn't win player of the season.
But because Messi was scoring the goals. So I understand
that's what I'm trying to make. Sorry. And I think this is going to basically answer all our questions. The question is, because he's making a valid point. What is, mind you, the criteria for choosing the player of the season? Because votes. I think that's what his challenge is here. Is it votes? Is it goals? And also, okay, so we know they vote, but what is the criteria?
Who's the best?
That's the criteria.
In which sense?
There's
the best.
Because there's different aspects or different
categories.
Fraternities that go and do. So they take what
journalists
say,
players.
They take what players say,
coaches.
They take coaches and they and take fans. All right. From a fan perspective,
they're gonna vote for the flashy guy.
They're gonna and a flash is
like a dude. Goals.
Yeah, and skill and pace and English, flair.
Right.
Are we going there?
We got to the point.
See why I ask these questions.
We got to the point.
It's not about that. Like, but on the real, he was one of two English boys in that. No, three, because it was him, Saka, and Cole Palmer, I think. Three English boys. But because he's in a league-winning side, because he scores the goals. And he's just a darling of English football right now, if we're being fair. If you were Gareth Southgate, who do you think? Or actually, if you Jude. Think the first name on your team sheet,
it would be Jude first. Because, I mean, he is a star Jude boy, but Jude is a bigger star boy.
I still think it's Phil Foden.
Nah, it's Jude first.
Look, at the end of the day, Gareth Southgate's got some nice problems there that we're talking about. Nice enough to leave Marcus Rashford at home. Rightfully so, he's not performed.
Continue.
So what I'm saying is,
there were biases in his favor.
Yes, there were biases
that
in his
left
favor.
A player like Rodri out.
Rodri out,
or even a Martin Odegaard out.
Martin Odegaard, I think he was there. It was him and Saka from Arsenal.
Yeah. But left him out of the final choice.
Look, Odegaard, as brilliant as he was this season, I would never put him above Rodri or Phil Foden.
No, look. I can't.
Hey, where was this land the entire season?
I think Rodri.
No, Penta is done, guys. The season is finished.
I think Rodri is a really important player. And I think if you ask a bunch of footballers, who do you want in your team with you, they'll choose Rodri over most players in world football. If I was on that pitch, depending what sort of job I was capable of doing, I'd want Phil Foden in that team because he's a piece of magic, that boy. He's a player.
There we have it.
And I think that he's got great years ahead of him. I mean, there was talk of him winning Young Player of the Season.
I mean, what he's about to achieve, I mean, in his
at
career.
At such a young
crazy.
Age.
I mean, he has already won 6 Premier League titles. Mm-hmm. And he's only 24.
And a Champions League title.
Champions League.
And a Europa League, Euro 2024.
That's never going to happen. Not with Harry Kane there. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming home. No, it's not, guys. Let's not be Dululu again.
Do they have the best squad?
On paper, yes.
Not even better than France.
No.
Realistically.
They've got the best forwards, some of the best midfielders. It's their defense that I don't trust.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dylan. We can dissect.
So outside of Stones.
Stones.
Kyle Walker.
Those are the only two. And knowing, what's his face? What's his name again?
Maguire.
No, Gareth Southgate. He's gonna go with his favorites.
Maguire.
And is he gonna take John Stones and try invert him? Does he even know how to invert players?
No, I think with the fact that his midfielder is compacted, he's got enough. You've got Declan Rice,
He's spoiled for choice.
He's spoiled for choice.
He is.
Phillips could still make the squad, we don't know.
Phillips.
Yeah.
No,
he's been left out. Yeah, so the squad was announced. Yeah.
Three provisional is out.
Okay. So here's the squad.
I have it.
And here's the defenders. Okay. And this is quite interesting because he's chosen a few guys who've performed well this season and haven't necessarily been part of his setup before. Jared Branthwaite.
Okay.
He's had a good season.
Had a good season.
Yeah.
Lewis Dunk, terrific season.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Gomez. Been excellent at Liverpool.
By measure of, when you say Dunk had a good season, by measure of how bad we just said Brighton had.
Have you seen his stats for clearances and interceptions?
Okay, let's take it on that virtue.
Okay, and headed clearances.
Okay.
He's had a good season. But then you start seeing some of those players that you see he favors with Luke Shaw, Harry Maguire, John Stones, Kyle Walker. So
who out of those you feel like he shouldn't be there?
Maybe Harry Maguire, but he's had a lot of injuries and stuff. But he's always seemed to perform in an England shirt. He's always done quite well in an England shirt.
Usually when a manager goes to this kind of tournaments, they go with the tried and tested.
That's what I'm saying. Doesn't experience play a big part?
Like Hugo Bruce vibes. Mm-hmm. But yeah. from a fullback perspective, having Kyle Walker, Kevin Trippier,
Luke Shaw,
Trent
Alexander-Arnold,
TTA, those parts.
I disagree now. He's got defense, man.
My man, you don't defend from the wings alone, defend. My man. You need to defend from the middle,
So you're saying John Stones is not a good centre-back?
John Stones paired him with...
Brent Waite is being connected with top Premier League clubs at the moment.
You can pay him with John Stones?
So here's the thing. I think... Do you take Trent, play him in the midfield, or do you take John Stones, play him in the midfield?
He's registered as a midfielder here, but either way.
I suppose you can.
Continue with your list, Marco.
But that's the end for defensive players.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Kobbie Mainoo has made the squad. That's an interesting one.
I was actually surprised because there were flashes of... Again, also let's remember this is a provisional. There's still going to be... How many? Seven that are going to be... No, you take 26 because the number has been increased for Euro 2024. So seven players are still going to be cut from the squad.
I agree, Gift Real G. Branthwaite is a gem.
Probably one between Aaron Ramsdale and James Trafford will probably be... the goalkeeping department, not one to write home about because...
Did you see Dean Henderson in the last game of the season? He was terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Against Burnley.
In bits and pieces.
I also only watched it afterwards.
What happened? So you guys don't have faith in Ramsdale anymore?
How many games has he played this season?
Exactly.
Jordan Pickford was good. I think Jordan Pickford drew for Golden Glove, didn't he?
Did he? I didn't check.
No.
He was up there. Jordan Pickford was up there for Golden Glove. No,
this isn't.
Somebody was behind David Raya. It was not Jordan Pickford.
I'm sure it was.
How many clean sheets did Everton get?
It was a few.
Again, why is he there?
he had a good season, Jordan Pickford.
Look, like you were saying, you're still reading the midfielders. There's three I can pick out that... Oh, you did read all of them. Declan Rice, TTA, Conor Gallagher to a degree. The rest, not really sure. But it's the forwards that I think if England go on to win the Euros.
Oh, yes. Sorry, very quickly. Marco. So Jordan Pickford was there. Onana was also there.
Onana.
Yes.
He made the most saves, but it's because Man United can't defend. He has to make the most saves.
But he conceded a lot because of the...
Then he had a good season.
There you go. Yeah. So William Saliba had the most clean sheets, but that doesn't count as a goalkeeper, right, for Golden Glove.
That's interesting.
David Raya won Golden Glove with 16 clean sheets. And then Jordan Pickford is next on the goalkeeper list.
Yes.
With 13 clean sheets.
And then Martinez.
Damn, that's a lot.
That's why I said to you, Jordan Pickford was up there for Golden Glove, only just behind David Raya.
Yep.
With clean sheets. Look, to be fair, it's also because of the injury at Man City to your Brazilian goalkeeper. I forgot his name.
Edison.
Edison, and then you had the Mercurial Otega.
Who could be first pick for City next season if Edison decides he wants to move.
And we saw that he can take the pressure, hey?
Yeah, no. So they're saying that it will be up to him if he wants to leave. Because
Ortega's performing.
There are rumors that there's some interest from Saudi. And knowing the Brazilians and Machangura.
probably.
Yeah, he might go.
Let's go to the England forwards, guys.
The what?
England.
Scary. We were here.
Jude Bellingham.
This is scary, dog.
You know what I like about this? Ollie Watkins. I like that he's been selected.
He's a star,
Ivan Toney.
Ivan.
He might be half and half because I think Ivan Toney might be short on form.
He is because of the...
The drama.
Listen
but
to
he
this.
Came back with a vengeance.
First of all, Phil Foden, who we've just been singing the praises
Player
for.
Player of the season.
Harry Kane, what a striker, right? Cole Palmer, Bukayo Saka, Jude
Player
Bellingham, Jared Bowen, Eze. Eze.
What a game. The final game.
Oof. My man, how do you deal with him?
Yeah.
He takes a shot before the goalkeeper's moved. It's past him. Unreal. And then Anthony Gordon, who's been terrific as well.
Yeah. Probably from that forward.
Oh, the Newcastle boy.
Newcastle, yeah.
Don't forget Grealish.
Jack Grealish.
I think Gordon.
Jack didn't have a good season.
There's too much there in Germany.
They,
I think God.
Jack Grealish didn't have a good season.
Nah, he had an average season.
Yeah, Jack.
And but he was there when he needed to be.
Jack and Anthony will probably be
not really
from the initial for the final.
Ivan Toney,
maybe obviously. Ivan Toney as well.
I think he has a lot of fire in him.
I think that I would sacrifice a Jack Grealish and an Ivan Toney from that squad. More so, Ivan Toney. Those would be the two players that I would be thinking to myself. Maybe I should bring in another defender. Maybe I should bring in another midfielder.
Mm. Okay.
But I can see why Marcus Rashford didn't make that lineup, because that's a stellar forward lineup. He cannot take a single one of them. No, I agree.
No one. Unfortunately, with his form right now.
He can't. And I'm sure Gareth Southgate must be like...
He's gutted because he loves the boy.
Because he gives you something different.
Yeah.
When Rashford is in form... The pace, the power.
The pace that he has, you know, him cutting in all of that.
But you can't.
You can't. There's just so much quality up front.
It's too much quality there.
But yeah, dope squad.
Top squad there.
Yeah, equally closest to a good squad is the squad that I saw, that a team that Marco is going to be supporting at Euro 2024.
Portugal. They've got
crazy youngsters, eh?
Portugal. I mean,
they've got
Portugal.
Bernardo Silva, Ronaldo,
João, Silva.
Yeah.
Dude.
João Neves or João Félix?
Both of them.
Both of them are dangerous.
I think Félix is even like low down the pecking order.
I don't know. He's had a great season at Barcelona as well, João Félix. Yep. He's a top player. Yeah,
so let me just go to your midfielders.
Ruben Dias as well.
Can you imagine?
K.O. Mourinho, like you said. This thing is taking so long.
João Cancelo.
It's fine. I'll go through it. This is the final squad for them, right? It's not provisional by the looks of it. So its goalkeepers is Diogo Costa, and then José Sá, and then Rui Patricio. Defenders is Antonio Silva, Danilo Pereira, Diego Dalo, Goncalo Inacio, João Cancelo, Nelson Semedo, Nuno Mendes, Pepe, Ruben Dias.
Pepe and Ruben Dias at the back. Whoa, yeah. We saw what he did with Porto.
In the Champions League.
That guy's playing like he's 31.
Yeah. Midfielders is Bruno Fernandes, João Neves, João Palhinha, Otávio Monteiro, Ruben Neves.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the one who's playing in Saudi, eh?
Yes, they both play in Saudi, actually.
And then the forwards is Bernardo Silva, Cristiano Ronaldo, Diogo Jota.
Okay, stop. We're still going to do a show about you. Okay, let's stop.
Okay.
France also have a stellar squad. It's going to be a terrific tournament.
We're still going to do a show.
Speaking of a terrific tournament.
Yes.
And boy, oh boy, what a tournament to look forward to. You can do more with Betway with European football. And of course, Europa League coming up.
Hmm. Final.
We have a Europa League final between Bayer Leverkusen
tomorrow night
and Atalanta, who aren't walkovers, but Bayer Leverkusen favorites for this game. Unbeaten, invincible in their league for the first time in a very long time in German football.
They're called Bayer Leverkusen.
Ah. But the difference between them as invincibles and many other invincibles that we've seen in the past is it's not just the league. They're currently invincible in European football for the season.
And the Pokal.
And the Pokal, which is this weekend, if I'm correct. So this weekend, if they win the German Cup this weekend and they win tomorrow night against Atlanta, correct me if I'm wrong, that's the first team ever in the history of football to win a treble invincible.
Yeah. No, a treble in 7 days, effectively.
No, they won the league.
But they lifted the cup over the weekend.
Right.
And they lift the Europa tomorrow.
But they'll be the first to ever do it invincible. To not lose a single game.
Yeah.
I saw them against Liverpool. Hey, those guys are also resilient.
Atalanta are serious side.
And we're going to have a good match tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it.
But remember Leverkusen, you can give them all sorts of problems.
They just need 90 minutes plus.
Until the final whistle is blown. Don't ever count out Bayer Leverkusen.
So the Europa League final takes place this Wednesday with history on the line as Bayer Leverkusen aim to complete an unbeaten season across all competitions when they face Atalanta in Dublin. As the season wraps up, we want to make sure we as Betway, you're well prepared to get in on all the action. Enter our season's last stand competition by clicking enter here on the banner in the Betway app. And SMSs or emails, so any of those banners, placing a bet on the Europa League final to go into a lucky draw to win sport bonuses and cash prizes. Terms and conditions apply. Sports bonus and cash winners will be credited immediately and may take up to 48 hours to reflect in your account.
How long did it take for yours to reflect?
It was very quick.
Mm. Yes.
It was very quick. It was like 20 minutes. It was nice.
Okay.
Oh, just going back to something that we were saying earlier on about Chelsea. Would it be mental for them, because they like experimenting and they like,
and now's the time.
Yeah,
just do what, Len?
Hire Emma Hayes.
That's very woke of you, Len. That's a lot.
I know, but just
Chelsea must do be the first one.
Yes.
Okay.
They must do a trial and error.
Okay. No, it's not a trial and error. Look, granted, it's in
you said it, Tepi. Yeah, we didn't say error.
Trial and error is a term, by the way.
Okay, like, nah, I just said, they, like, would it not be interesting if they hired Emma? Because she just obviously left the women's team, right?
My man.
And they were doing well.
She won four league titles, the Women's Super League. She won four of them in a row.
My man.
I think it's going to be a societal, once again, it's a culture thing, it's a societal shift. And if that's going to be a thing, let it be a thing. No, I mean, men coach women.
Legendary
team all the
me
time.
Says, guys, boo Len into an asylum.
No, she's just going to move office.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
It can be done. Let's look at a trial and error. That's is you trying move, something out.
We didn't say it, Tippy. You did.
Guys, do you understand what trial and error means? Hey, guys, trial and error means you try something
but you're
and it works.
Yeah, but you're assuming woman. That there's an error.
You guys are not very sharp in this toolbox.
I think, would it not be interesting?
It would be nice.
We're just called stupid, guys.
I don't think it would be, Len Moleko, and for this reason, I'll say it.
It went
over. It's an impossible job for a man or a woman to take on.
More a woman.
If
Let's
a
be
woman
realistic.
Takes that role on, it's going to...
Trial and error.
Yeah.
No, it's those exactly type of situations where you'd rather choose the bear in this case. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. But what I'm saying is that it's not a good club. A big club like Chelsea, DC8, Black Child. Yes, I agree.
But it's a societal shift.
It's a culture shift, and it's a good thing. And it should happen eventually.
Chelsea.
But
not Chelsea, not now.
Not yet.
So are you telling me that we shouldn't have... Makalima, for instance, being the referee in the final of the Champions League on Friday.
I think we should.
Al Ahly versus a thingy.
The world is shifting, and those are things that need to happen in football.
I agree, but also you need to kind of nudge the world. You need to kind of see what the feeling is. You need to ease
no such
certain
TV.
Things into.
No.
Trust me.
If a woman is capable. The woman must be given an opportunity
And I agree with you completely, but I'm also saying that sometimes, because like I'm saying, it's a societal and a culture shift, so you need to ease certain things in. Maybe
I'm telling you.
Okay.
You must go for it.
Actually, you know what? Good idea.
Yeah, I'm not a Chelsea fan, girl.
Look, obviously with the refereeing, I remember when the Premier League introduced female officials.
Yes.
Like she's saying it was eased. It was linesman. Like, okay, linesman. Lines human being.
We still live in a patriarchal society, guys.
Lines person. Yes, lines person, right? Mm-hmm. Mm. But at the time, the world, the shift had not been that seismic.
Even now, it's not seismic either. It will take time for a lot of things to happen. And
you
that's
are
the
making excuses,
Tim. No, I'm not.
And
I'll tell you why. Because then I'll go back to this. You would recall that 2 weeks ago, I talked about how the Americas decided not to then continue their bid to hold the Women's World Cup. And they were saying because they want to host it in 2030 or bid in 2030, because they want to make sure that by that time, they want to push for you know, the amount of money and the investment that goes towards men and women is going to be equivalent. And do we not all say that it might still not be possible and it might not happen?
It's easy because in America.
It takes time.
For the American government to pay men and women the same.
They are in actually.
Yes, but remember,
women are
born
in America, it's bigger than
them.
Men.
Yes. It's easy for them. They're well supported.
It's an international football show.
What we're saying is, if there's an opportunity for women to step up.
For Emma Hayes to coach Chelsea, let's be direct.
Yeah. Yes. She needs to be brought in.
She must apply for the job.
And we can't be saying, because it's a woman and we live in a patriarchal society, we should ease her in. No, if so she's capable, she must go and deliver.
And if she fails, it's not her fault. It's still Bali's fault anyway. Yes,
exactly. You know,
that's equality.
Yes.
That's equality. Because when she fails, like anyone else would, it's Bali's fault, not theirs.
Yeah.
I mean, end of story. Ask Tuchel. So are you saying that...
I would not want to put the next person in a position where if they're not ready for it...
How do you know they're not ready?
No, I'm not saying her, but all I'm saying is this: a person needs to be ready for something for them to be able to perform optimally.
Hey,
we
no
don't put people in
joke,
positions just because they are a woman or just because it's
no,
time.
No, no, no. It's not because they are a woman. It's because she won four Premier League titles. It's not because she's a woman. She won four of them.
Like I said, and she's out of the job. She just quit the women's team as head coach. So there's a job. Two offices down the road. Down
she must
the corridor.
Get that job, man.
She must apply. Like, if Hugo Bruce leaves tomorrow, should Desiree Ellis not apply for the Bafana
she
job?
She must apply.
Did you she say
she won
must go
FCON?
Yeah? No, not that kind
but
of cooking.
I'm asking.
Why are you on your knees, superstar?
Fuck, why are you
still? Why are you doing this to me, bro?
But anyways, yeah, the ballers can tell us in the comments.
No,
am I
Hayes
for Chelsea?
No.
Am I Hayes for Chelsea or not?
No.
No.
But so who's this? Gagi, Jackie, Rifa? Can
be
we replace Tepi? I'm not going anywhere. But like,
why must we replace Tepi?
Imagine. So anyway.
But like, yeah, it was just a thought. I was actually thinking
and
about this.
And it's a
this
nice
on,
thought
on,
when I
and it's not.
Talk.
It's not about because the world is changing. What? I think Emma Hayes is a good coach.
But the manner in which you said it now, you know what you did. Come on.
No,
guys, I get what you're saying. I actually get,
you're making
Len,
faces
I
as
understand
well.
You fully. No, I'm laughing because it's become funny. But Len's right.
Okay.
It wouldn't be the worst appointment in the world in a way. My biggest thing actually is not that she's not capable of the job, is that it's a poison chalice anyway.
Exactly.
And I think it will ruin opportunities for women in managerial positions for big clubs going forward. No, but it's that job is tainted. That job is tainted for anyone, not just her.
Terrible
anyone.
In the first season.
I think Tuchel's maybe a big enough thing. But anyway, let's move on.
Poison?
Guys, does SAA still fly direct from London back to Joburg?
No, I don't saw think... one flight.
It's
I
okay. Went. We're flying back to PSL now.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Good tense.
Kunini.
Because we're not captured, right? But anyway, carry on. Yeah.
So, Tumelenkune.
What a career.
What a set send off.
Is it a send off, commemoration, appreciation?
That's an appreciation.
All of the above.
Honoring.
It's honoring then.
But wait, does
it's
that
showing
not,
love, it's showing respect.
Does it not does
saying
that not
thank you.
Vindicate those who've been saying for the longest time? And this is not a rant. That South Africans.
No, let it be a
rant,
please.
Can it be a rant? We'll also get a rant.
This is a Len Moleko rant brought to you by Betway. Get way more.
What happened to Tumelenkune? Danko. Is it not a vindication that we are actually not a footballing nation? I'm saying that because here's a man who's been 25 years, gave his everything to Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Five people show up. Compare that to what you saw for De Zerbi at the AMAX, what you saw for Jurgen Klopp at Anfield.
Tumelenkune is the record appearance maker for Bafana and Kaizer Chiefs, if I'm not mistaken.
For Bafana, it's still, I think, Aaron Mokoena. For Kaizer Chiefs, probably.
Yeah, for Bafana, it's Aaron Mokoena.
But he's quite close, isn't he?
25 years is not... 25. That's almost...
So, Len, you are saying
it's
now...
My
half
age.
My life.
It's my age.
So, Len, you are saying now, Kaizer Chiefs supporters should have packed FNB Stadium.
To the rafters.
To the rafters.
Yes.
They can't even pack FNB Stadium when Chiefs is doing well.
But for appreciation purposes...
For Kune, for what for he's putting. Kune,
we always call him, hey, hey, Mzansi's number one. Hey, hey, in.
Are you reaching then, there,
no,
Chief?
No. It's not reaching. There's so many people who go to a Soweto derby. Yes, I know it's a split between two teams that go there.
Or three? Okay, no, two. Because Swallows is in Dobsonville.
Oh. Yeah, no, I'm talking about FNB Stadium specifically,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But like, even if at least here it was 30,000 people or 40.
Then I agree with you fully that the send-off was lukewarm. Is that the word, ne?
Mm.
Yeah, no, it was...
Maybe they're going to have a private shindig.
Or maybe, they could have done it at Rose Bank Mall, at least.
But I agree with Lem Moleko, is that are we a football nation if we can't send off
this
to Malengkune?
I'm saying, Marco, when Chiefs, it's like the Chiefs that we know, right, the Chiefs that win games, not these Chiefs that we sing right now. They can't even pull numbers at FNB. You know, maybe the honoring should have been done, well, even in Polokwane, where they pull big numbers in their game in Polokwane. They were not
start.
They were no player. There were no fans there. It's just because the state the club is in right now. You know, players are, fans are dejected. They are not going to the stadium. And it boils down to the discussions that we've already had in this show that are we really a football nation when our team is not doing well? We know we're not filling stadiums to support. If you look at other countries, when their teams are not doing well, you know, the stadiums are still full and packed to motivate. You know what I'm saying? So it's bigger than Itumelengkune, the problem that we saw on Saturday.
May I ask? Do you guys think that the relationship between Itumelengkune and Kaizer Chiefs in the past maybe season was not strained? And maybe that could be the reason why he did not receive the send-off that he rightfully deserves?
I think the send-off was club... given from management. It's just the fans did not pull through.
No, but the club's send-off was adequate, right?
Yeah, it's
from their side.
So
I mean, fans
did not pull through.
Yeah, do the fans even know? I mean, if you're Kaizer Chiefs supporters, you guys know that on this day.
To be fair, Mandla actually makes a very good point.
What did he say?
That he said the club announced the send off last minute. It was allowed.
Mm.
I think it was announced either Thursday or Friday, right? But even with that,
maybe it was after the discussion of. Remember, Itumelengkune mentioned that he still wants to play football.
Yes,
and at Kaizer Chiefs. I think it was earlier this season they had said Kune is going to retire or something. I think they were in conversation about this contract and they came to a deadlock and they're probably going to part ways, I'm sure. And then they decided maybe it's best that we send him off like this, you know.
So Bamunuile, basically.
I wouldn't say Bamunuile. I don't know. We don't know. We're speculating.
We're speculating, but all I'm saying is, for me, for somebody who has given so many, I mean, he's one of a few, I think, outside of Thabo Moki, Thabangle Bese, if I'm not mistaken,
about Kaizer Chiefs,
who were one club people and never moved anywhere else.
Yes, actually, let me just give you a quick synopsis. He graduated from the Amakhosi Academy in 2004. But he was only given the chance to prove his worth. That was in the 2007-08 season under Ertugrul. It says here, and this is from 2019, by the way, because I couldn't find the most recent one, but he has won 13 major trophies with Amakhosi since 2004, including 3 league titles, most decorated player in the current squad. He also won...
he's the only player that's won a title. Actually,
he won 3 titles. He also won 2 Nedbank Cup trophies under the current sponsor in 2013 and the other in 2006 when Absa was still the sponsor. He has also won 4 Telkom Knockout and 4 MTN titles in 2004 and 2015. And he's also won major individual awards. Telkom Knockout,
point,
goalkeeper
right?
of the season, player of the season 2007. Yes, player of the season 2007.
It was monumental.
Newcomer of the year in the Sports Awards 2008.
Hey, he won a trophy this year.
I believe
Calling
he did.
Knockout. Calling Cup final.
So there's...
He won more trophies than Chiefs.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Basically.
So that's
no, but jokes aside, what a legend of the game. I mean, 25 years is not a child's play.
But
there's no many players that can actually say they've played 25 years in top flight.
Is it 25 years, Fred?
Yeah. There's a comment here. I just can't remember.
He's been with Kaizer Chiefs for 25 years.
Mm. That's why I said half the time that I've been alive.
Oh yeah, my age.
So one of the comments here was saying, I don't know what was it saying. Okay, but anyway, it reminded me of a comment that I also heard from Hlompho Kekana.
The skipper.
Yes, where Hlompho was saying that, one of the comments was they should have used the Soweto Derby to actually give him the send-off.
I agree with that.
And Hlompho was saying, at some point, you need to know when to leave the game. Otherwise,
you overstay your welcome.
The game is going to leave you before you leave the game. And by the time you leave, it's going to be very sad.
Mm. Yeah, no, look, I mean, he's a goalkeeper. Come on now. Goalkeeper play until they're like 39, 40, you know.
But
let's be fair.
Yeah, but he's only 35, so he actually had like, 5 years remaining.
That's why he said he still wants to play football.
Yeah.
And there was rumors that Sekhukhune might be looking at him.
I heard those rumors.
Yeah, look, I mean, if they are, why not? I mean, he just wants to play ball.
But I just think where he's at, the trajectory slash, it's like the aviator, like the plane, when the plane went down, like, you know, in his career type of thing.
He plateaued.
Right? No, it got stagnant.
Yeah, it plateaued.
He should have like been on some tip like, here.
I should leave.
Yes.
But there's loyalty, guys. There's loyalty. There's also...
He loves the club as well.
Yes,
so.
There's so much loyalty. That
but also was also hoping that he will get another opportunity, you know, and actually finish on a high.
No, I thought that at some point he'd probably be part of the technical staff. Is there any talk about that?
It was mentioned at some point.
Right?
Look, a good dancer knows when to leave the stage. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, he's not a good dancer, clearly.
Okay.
Okay, so shall we go to...
Saudi.
Oh, we've got... there's PSL football still to come.
The final day of the season. Pretty much.
This weekend. But everything's all wrapped up.
No, not necessarily.
Second place is needed.
Second place is still up there.
You see who says...
Orlando Pirates has squandered their chances of gaining the second position. Haituno.
Yeah, no, it's disappointing. And I'll say this categorically without fear of being... Yeah.
They don't even know you, bro. Well, now you own a bakery in Toyota.
There's still only 1 point difference between Stellies and Pirates.
So what I'm saying is Pirates don't deserve that second position.
Because they've been given two opportunities now.
Yes.
No, say it with your chest.
I did say that. And that's why I say without fear of contradiction.
Do you see Stellies in fact?
So I'm saying that now. Orlando Pirates does not deserve to be in Champions League.
So Coach Steve Barker actually mentioned that he had lots of conversations with Rulani Mokoena about logistically how to navigate the continent. Because already you can see mentally where Stellies is at. And them playing against a wounded Richards Bay that's going to try to avoid...
The playoffs
against Baroka and Amatax. Oh, and big ups to those two teams, by the way.
They've done well. Yeah, I want Baroka back in top flight.
No, I want Amatax
even me,
back.
I want Baroka.
Too many teams from Limpopo in the DSC.
Nice, one diversity.
Too many. But anyway, point I was trying to make was Pirates squandered.
Twice.
They
fumbled.
And they're not gonna. And Pirates' last game is not necessarily the easiest one under the sun.
Super Sport?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not.
But did you see something funny? Sorry, my friend, very, very quickly, but did you see something funny? Super Sport has not been trying, ne? But I think they won one or drew one, and they're already like in top four or top five.
Yeah,
they're
fifth.
I feel like they like.
But that's how close the margins are.
That's true.
There's a chance that Chiefs might not make top eight.
Yeah, look, I'm just disappointed with Orlando Pirates, and I think Stellies deserve that. Also, they lost twice as well. You know?
Yeah,
bro.
What are you saying?
Pressure to both of these teams.
And one game against Richards Bay.
Or do they both want third place?
Look, I mean...
For the easier European competition.
But I mean, if you're going to go with your chest, right?
Yeah, look, I mean... Especially again, Pirates. They're already qualified because, I mean, Pirates plays Mamelodi Sundowns in Nedbank.
Oh, that's going to be huge.
You realize that Chiefs could draw their last game against Cape Town Spurs, right?
And finish 10th.
Dang.
Or
12th.
They could win their game against Cape Town Spurs by 1-0, right? Yeah. AmaZulu goes, and who's AmaZulu playing in the final game of the season? AmaZulu go beat Golden Arrows by 3-0, and then AmaZulu gets...
That's against KZN Derby, actually, no?
AmaZulu gets a top 8 position. That's how close the margins are.
No, the margins have always been this close, especially the top 8, you know.
Is it because it's competitive or is it because we just are not applying ourselves?
Well, Chiefs only have Cape Town Spurs to deal with. And Cape Town Spurs already relegated back to the Motsepe Foundation.
They might want to go out on a high.
Maybe at home, goodbye fans. See you in yes. Motsepe
how many,
Foundation
how
Championship.
How many of those fans?
All 25 okay. fans. Bye-bye.
Okay. I think some Cape Town Spurs games were
Cape Town Spurs actually have
nice.
Good...
They
them
have
and
a
City
following.
Turnouts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Them and City are
even
very...
Even Stelly's for the size of their stadium.
Marco, that's like... That's like... It takes
it's like a school
up.
Game.
Yeah, it takes you feels up at Stanley Stadium.
High school game.
Yes.
It's like the Bidvest Stadium.
You know, where you had like all the law students like, yeah, today it's your turn to watch the game. Come. Mm-hmm. Type of vibes.
Okay, so let's go through the fixtures.
Okay. It's a lot.
Okay. So, fixtures. Polokwane City versus TS Galaxy.
That's a dead...
It's an interesting one, that one.
It's not a dead rubber game because Polokwane is also trying to sneak into the top 8.
Mm-hmm.
Galaxy, yes, they punching above.
They want to secure fourth.
Yo. They drew against Sundowns earlier today, beat Pirates the other day.
Anyone can beat
They're
Pirates,
unbeaten man. In five.
You are done.
Look what deal this guy.
Anyone can beat Pirates.
So
if Richards Bay can beat Pirates. If Cape Town Spurs can beat
Pirates, Bay are playing for their
no,
life.
We
come
know
on,
why
let's be
Bay.
Realistic.
Wait, isn't
yeah.
isn't Richards Bay by I'm coached by Mirandop?
No.
Who coaches
Cape Town
it's,
Spurs?
Sorry,
it's Vusmoos.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, Cape Town Spurs versus Kaizer Chiefs. Chiefs have to win this one, surely. They have to be like, we
Chiefs
need
game.
Top 8.
It might be a draw.
What but, Chiefs have to do,
but
they
so,
hardly ever do it.
3-0, 4-0, 5-0.
But so what your team struggle in Cape Town? Let's see.
Let's see, but what would you predict? Chiefs win.
I'll predict a draw.
Yeah, I was also going for a draw.
Mm.
Chiefs to finish outside of top 8?
Yes.
That's sad, though.
Sure. Sundowns versus Cape Town City.
Sundowns, they've got a record to chase. I'm giving it to Sundowns. And it will be nice.
A draw or a win, invincible season.
It's
yes,
a
draw. And they just need to go draw. That's
so
all they
as
need
a big
to
way pick,
invincible.
One times two, draw.
Well, depending
draw.
On what happens tomorrow, because they're playing tomorrow as well against Arrows, I think.
I'm going for a draw.
No, it's a win against Arrows.
Oh, well.
No, they played their 29 games.
Yeah, did they win today? Which
no.
means
they drew today to TS Galaxy, didn't they?
Yeah,
Sundowns
drew
today to TS
Galaxy. So they're one game away from being invincible.
Okay,
one game away.
Go.
Just draw or win against Cape Town Spurs, invincible.
Yeah. Done.
Yes.
That's
impressive.
It.
Okay. So would that be your bet? One times two? Draw or win for Sundowns?
Sundowns, I'm going draw. I think they're going to leave.
Yeah, but on the Betway,
X.
Right? You're just going to choose a draw
a
or win
draw.
For Sundowns?
No,
you're going
straight draw. Yes.
Sure. Okay. Chipa versus Kikune.
Kikune win.
A draw.
Chipa United.
I'm going to go for a draw.
Hello, I know
goals?
I love Chipa.
It's
draw
going to
with,
be...
With goals.
Goals? Hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, with goals. 1-1.
2-2, 1-1.
Yeah, something like that.
Nah, it's Kukune win. Where are they standing on the log? Is Kukune right now?
Well, they've been seeing
flames
of late.
They were trying to
cook.
Yeah, they tried to cook and then they declined somehow.
Everything went great.
They're sixth, so it's not bad.
Exactly.
It's a good finish.
They're
1
fighting.
Point behind SuperSport United.
Top 8.
Would have said that.
Yeah.
Guaranteed top 8. And Swallows, who are safe and will be in... The DStv Premiership next season, and
given the circumstances,
of the season they've had,
yeah.
they can condemn Royal AM.
They can sink Royal AM. But the beauty about Royal AM is they probably back of their mind looking that Richards Bay are actually playing against the Stellies who are trying to finish second. So even if we lose, the likelihood is that those ones are likely gonna lose as well, and then we're gonna be safe.
Yeah. So Royal AM, you know, that, they might have already just scraped. Just
if that is the
line.
Mentality, they might find themselves in trouble. Eh?
That's what happens.
Because Stellies as well, they've had a fair share of bad results.
Yeah,
you know?
If around and find
they're
out,
they're shaky. They've lost two in a row.
That's fair what I'm point. Saying.
So are we? I get it. Earlier on, we were speaking about Kanaking massaging things.
Trial and error.
During the trial and error, you were saying, Kana, how do you
ease
yourself into things? Perhaps Stellies
just
wants
brush
to.
It.
They want to ease into continental football through the Confed and not necessarily the Champions League.
You never know.
I don't think it's on purpose. It's just nerves getting.
But anyway, if Royal find themselves down there, it's okay. They can just buy another status.
Okay, so quick
with
one.
With what, man?
We don't know.
Does it matter
if
it's Royal AM or Richards Bay?
I'd rather Richards Bay stay up.
I don't care for Royal AM.
What I'm saying is, if either of them are in that slot, are they gone? Are we having two teams promoted next season?
It's a difficult one.
Because that playoff.
Because obviously.
Tucks are so good in knockout competition.
They are so good, but remember, it's a league format of three teams.
But
so.
It's kind
of
knockout because you play home and away, home and away, home and away.
Yeah, no, sure.
And gather points. Going to Barroca is not easy. Sean Bartlett hated going to Limpopo.
And I think until Barroca, wasn't Doctor also technical something there?
Yeah, at some point he was a technical.
No,
he for Barroca.
He
didn't stay long.
No, he didn't. But he still travels there, I know.
Yeah, the infamous I will get you out of trouble manager or coach.
He's still there.
Is the one who's leading the charge at Barroca. Tendens Malise.
Yes.
Very experienced. So from an experience perspective, Maduka also very experienced, but I would put my money on Tendens anytime.
So if you're Royal AM, you want a draw this weekend, at least.
At least a draw.
Yes.
Because you don't want to be there.
Yeah, but
you don't
want to
play
playoffs.
That speaker will be very quiet this Saturday.
So look, if Royal AM make it to the playoffs, I think Barroca is going to get
promoted. Yep, I see it.
Over Tux.
Yes.
If Richards Bay,
same thing.
Barroca's up.
These permutations are crazy.
So from what you're saying, Barroca's up.
They know
they've
this path. They know this
exactly.
journey.
They've done it before.
I feel okay. Amatax, I think from they've been there, but because it's Amatax, Amatax are almost like a Stellies, where it's like
and even that name just gives them a young boy type
you know,
of setup.
The production,
Amakluk.
All the top players get taken by big teams and whatever. You get a coach who believes in the system and the process.
Yeah, but we're talking about playoffs. I mean, players are not gonna go now in playoffs.
No, I mean, Amatax is not going to be worried if, like, we lose players, kind of like how Stellies almost goes the same way. I'm just saying, Amatax, they've ran their race. And from an experience point of view, it's going to be Bratlisane Motaung going up against a veteran of the game, Tendens. John Maduka, he's not a yesterday boy. Do you get what I mean? So Amatax, yes, they did well in the Nedbank Cup. But that's 90 minutes, penalties.
Yeah, and look, I mean, again, also what we need to factor in is the fact that the team that was playing in the PSL usually have the edge. And also look at the league. It's already concluded on the other side. PSL is still playing. So when they go start playing in the playoffs, they're still fresh.
Who's fresh?
The players that are playing in terms of.
Well, you can argue that the Motsepe players are fresher because they would have done the season. They would have completed their season a week before.
3 weeks without competitive football?
No, just a week.
Mandla says when if Royal AM and Richards Bay, they'll beat the NFD teams. These NFD teams haven't played that well.
I still think give Barroca.
Because it was also to the last day that the playoffs were decided.
Yeah. Give Barroca.
And then lots of people saying that they couldn't care if Royal AM get relegated all the way to non-league.
I think that's a general sentiment.
Yeah, so. No, there's ways that the owner moved that sort of like dented her credibility in football,
and
people
did
not like that, it sort of, I think people are still holding that grudge,
So next week, Tuesday, we're going to talk about Nedbank Cup final, hey?
Yes.
No, the Nedbank Cup final is on the 1st of June, guys.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So next Tuesday, we'll talk about it.
Oh, we'll preview the final. We'll
preview.
We're going to talk about it.
Okay. But previewing
it's a preview. Yes. Okay. And then we'll do the post the following week.
We're going to talk about it.
Okay, sharp.
Sharp. But yeah, that.
Pirates Super Sports Friend. Oh, Swallows Royal AM. Oh, we're done with that.
We're done with that. Yes. We said already, Royal AM's.
Yeah.
They should be playing for it, but they're gonna lose. Their only hope of survival is that Richards Bay aren't able to beat Stellies.
Oh yeah, in our conversation,
it's getting darker for Royal AM. It's gonna be PM very soon
because it's any win, any loss, hey? Because mm-hmm. the goal difference is already in favor of Richards Bay.
Yep. Yes. While we are on the subject of playoffs, we forgot to speak about the richest match in world football.
What's that?
West Bromwich Albion against Leeds United.
In the playoffs.
Is it a playoff?
Wait, hold on. That's next weekend.
No, it's this coming weekend.
This coming weekend, yeah.
Yes.
That's this Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah. Leeds United versus
West Brom.
Hmm.
Okay. So do you want to talk about it?
Wait, is it West Brom? Isn't it Southampton?
No, it's West Brom, is it not?
Southampton.
Is it Southampton?
Yeah, no wonder I was so confused. West Brom didn't even qualify. It's Southampton beat West Brom played Norwich. Leeds beat Norwich.
And then Southampton beat West Brom. Sorry. Yes, I was watching that game last week, Friday. Yes, you're right.
Mm.
Who do you think is coming up?
Leeds.
Even after they fluffed it at the end?
They
get automatic?
They went all the way for... Did you see them against Norwich?
They were ruthless.
Ruthless.
But it's at Elland Road. It's to be expected.
Yeah, and this is at Wembley. Leeds. Okay, Southampton, good side. It's going to be, but I fancy Leeds.
Okay, I'm gonna add Leeds to my Betway.
On my multi-bet. I was like, no, I want my money now. Let's and take this one it. Off.
Did you cash out or you wait for the games to end?
No, I waited for the games to end.
Oh, okay.
And then I just removed Leeds from my betting slip. Because Leeds was part of my multi-bet.
Oh, okay.
And then I removed Leeds from my multi-bet.
No, I'm saying when you bet, remember you can cash out before the
game. Yeah, no, I was worried with Arsenal. I was like, I still messaged a friend and I was like, all I need is Arsenal to score and I'll win big.
And okay. they did, didn't
And
they?
I did. It was, let me give you my fixtures. It was a 10 rand bet.
Sure.
You made it, money.
Yeah, my 10 rand bet paid out.
They're going to ask you for money now.
2,051 rand and 12 cents from a 10 rand bet.
Gift Real G is already asking for.
I knew it. It's all gone, gifts. We charged it.
Back at your Gift Real G. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll tell you what, Gift Real G, let's top up your account, buddy. Send us a DM on Instagram.
He deserves it.
We'll top up your account and we'll give away one more top up for the next funny comment. But if I go and look at my bets here, my settled bets, let me give you this one. It was a good one. I was very happy with this one. So 15 fixtures, but I removed one. I removed the Leeds United fixture. Atalanta, I selected them for a win in Serie A. Sporting Lisbon for a win in the Portuguese league. Alaves for a win in the Spanish league. And Porto for a win in the Portuguese league. Then I went for an Arsenal win. Draw or Newcastle. Draw or Manchester United. Draw or Nottingham Forest. Chelsea to win. Crystal Palace to win. Liverpool to win. Draw or Fulham. Manchester City to win and Spurs to win. My 10 rand bet paid out 2,051 rand on Betway.
You keep repeating the figure and people
you
are
know,
like,
you know how much is left with 51 rand?
No, but my friend, like from 10 rand.
From 10 rand
to 2K.
How much did I get with my cheap 2 rand bet the other time?
I don't know. You didn't share with us.
Yeah, but I also got like a significant. That's how we bet. We don't play high stakes.
We're not big ballers here.
Yeah. We're not Drake.
Hey, Drake is mad.
Oh, yeah, we're not Drake.
We're not Ivan Tony.
Well, not him too. Wow. Yes.
Or okay. Chain.
Chain, bro. 600,
bro.
The Pirates game was off, eh?
Bro,
you couldn't bet on the Pirates game.
Because he played such a big bet.
Like, who does
no,
that?
No, because they were caught on a video discussing...
And he was saying he bet $600 on whatever.
No, but he was talking about the English Premier League, though.
Yes.
Still, bro.
But obviously, I think the rules in this country say, as a professional footballer, you're not allowed to bet on football.
Yeah, that's why that game was locked.
Couldn't bet on the Pirates game.
It was chai.
It was ne chai. Okay, let's move on, Marco. Richard Spain. Oh, Pirates Super Sport.
Okay. We're still there.
Let's move on.
Anyway, it's wrapped up.
It's
Richards Bay. Stellies is the only one that matters. Richards Bay have a chance. Let's see what happens. That's the exciting part left in the season.
Yep, yeah. Pretty much.
And then we've got CAF Champions League.
Al Ahly will win that.
Yeah, because the first Al Ahly don't mind playing goalless away because they know they're going to capitalize at home.
Yeah. So that one does not need much into it. Al Ahly will win.
It would be refreshing to have Esperance win, though.
And Zamalek to win CAF Confederations Cup?
I think they've already done
They've won already.
They've clinched it.
They've clinched it.
This past weekend.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's a wrap of our African football coverage here. Tippy, darling, shall we jet off before we go? Let's go. One, two,
okay, look, we're not discussing it. I'm just going to give you some pointers on what I found interesting in the world of international football. By the way, you remember there was the contract that Messi had signed when he was first signed at Barcelona? It was written on a piece of paper, a piece of tissue paper.
At a restaurant.
Yes, that was... What do you do?
Auctioned,
yes. It was auctioned for $966,400. It was auctioned, yeah.
$960,000.
Yes,
$966,400.
Listen, for a napkin. It's 9.6 million.
Listen properly.
It's almost a billion. Like 966,400, yes.
Listen properly.
I just said dollars then rents in one sentence. So
I didn't say rents. Did I? Oh no, it's $96,400.
Okay.
Yes. So that was auctioned. And there's a story, and this is a very quick discussion. You know what happened with Mustafa Mohamed? He refused once again. He did this last year. You would remember that what's happening right now in Europe is that there's a whole homophobia campaign they have. And that also means that all the players, it's either their bands or the numbers on their shirts have, you know, it's multicolored. And he refused. He said he's not playing. And because of that, he's going to be punished financially. And he said that the money that is going to be punished for, he is then going to donate it to the charity that supports members of the LGBTQ community who are victims of discrimination. By the way, this is also the same case with another player. His name is Kevin Roots. No. I have so much going on here because I have so many stories. Okay. But would not refrain. Oh, yes. It happened again in France. And in the previous week, Monaco also sanctioned one of their players for anti-homophobia message on the team shirt. He did say that he doesn't want to be a part of it. His name is Mohamed Kamara. He taped off the band, the actual badge, because he was saying that he does not want to once again, you know,
to be the ally.
Yes, and he's saying that it's because of his religion, and his religion is anti that. So that's another story. So it seems as though, you know, many players are. Yeah.
It's a question to two.
That's what I'm saying. And the question is, I mean, if your religion or your personal beliefs are anti HBT, you know what
LGBTQ.
I mean? LGBTQ. Yes, that.
HDMI.
NHI.
BGA.
Okay, continue plugging us.
If it's anti-alphabet gang, you know, do you have to then have to pay for your beliefs if you are anti?
If laws are there, they are laws.
The world is moving in a different direction.
Yeah. Seismic shift.
Seismic shift. You remember? So
they're not easing us in.
Emma Hayes for Chelsea.
Trial and error.
Trial and error.
I want to finish on one point. I know we've run out of time.
Yeah.
Chris Wood.
Oh,
all-time record Burnley goal scorer for the Premier League. So Burnley's top Premier League goal scorer of all time, Chris Wood.
Yeah.
Scored 2 goals for Forest against Burnley this weekend. Celebrated both. What are your thoughts?
I think for me,
it's said that it's
how you celebrate, Burnley. Yeah.
It's at Burnley and
at Turf Moor.
It's the game that they're getting relegated, you know.
They were already gone,
but you know, it's the mood around there, it's sad, you know what I'm saying? You know, the coffin has been already lowered and then you go a piece on top of it. I think it's
so you're not allowed to celebrate, is
I'm
what
not
you
saying
say.
You're not. I'm just saying
but I the think manner in which
we could have spared them. He could have spared
Emuna,
them.
Emuna,
you win. You
Adebayo
lose.
Ran halfway.
Yeah, Adebayo is my favorite one. I was hoping you'd bring that up.
Halfway through the field after he scored against Arsenal.
Bakaula scored against AmaZulu and ran and almost broke his leg.
Oh, but big ups. Before we get out, and just on okay, the topic yes. of local football,
yes.
Rumor has it, that there's a couple of overseas teams, including Wolverhampton Wanderers, and I think one in Ligue 1, that's eyeing Rebogile Mofokeng.
Good for
him. I think that's a
and the beauty about that is that Orlando Pirates does not stand in the way of their players.
Ah, but what happened to Villegas? What happened to Lodge?
Hey, he's gone. Where's Lodge? Oh. How?
Anyway.
What happened to Lyle Foster? What happened to Marshall Munet? Is there in France? You
okay,
know?
I feel like the examples. Circumstances sometimes would dictate, or maybe just the relationship they have with their managers, because the managers, I think, sometimes play a big part in what happens with the future of a player.
Mara, also, you must remember, Cheese Boy was hidden in the car.
Remember?
Ah, hey.
In an old laser.
Hey. But anyway, yeah, so big ups.
Very quickly, guys, this one, very, very quickly. So until the Palestine Federation, Football Federation, has written a letter to FIFA to say that they want Israel to be banned from world football. Thoughts? Very quickly.
I'm not touching
that. I knew it.
You know what? No, on that one. Ne,
I knew it.
My words are ceasefire. And this. But also before we get out of here, I know Marco is about to take us out of here.
Just
a round of applause for an illustrious career. I know he still has one more game, but Toni Kroos, man.
Oh. Is it really true?
Yes, yes.
Because there are other reports that it's not true.
No, Real Madrid announced it.
After the Euros, he's gone.
Real Madrid announced it on their official pages.
Is it?
Pages.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
so I also thought,
okay, then let's give round applause to Itumeleng Khune as well.
Yeah, he deserves
but
it.
But Itumeleng's not retiring. He's going to find another club.
Oh, so they're saying McAllister is replacing Kroos, right?
Yeah, Alisson.
Yes. They say the story is that McAllister is going to then go.
Oh, McAllister.
Yes.
Sorry, I heard Alisson. I'm like,
yes. Huh? Him and Luca.
McAllister.
Yes, McAllister. Yes.
They're eyeing him. I don't think they're gonna get
one season at Liverpool, then straight to Real Madrid.
It's premature. Well,
the thing is, they're talking about replacing Toni Kroos. There's enough replacements there.
Already.
Tchouameni,
Camavinga.
Camavinga.
Bellingham.
Valverde.
There's enough players.
Yeah, I was just reporting.
Yeah, and was Dango. It this week? Wait, was it this week? Was it last week? Or something that we're forgetting also as well?
What?
Last thought, guys, so that we can.
Oh, yeah, no, before, because anyway, it's our last. The season is finished. The season is finished, so we can talk all we want, right? Okay. I still need to give us. I'd still need to shout out five. What do you call? Fantasy League winners.
We will do that on Tuesday.
FA Cup and everything. Relax. Okay. Don't waste content. Thoughts quickly on Gary O'Neill. VAR, stay or go? Because obviously the dissatisfaction came from Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Mm.
Gary O'Neill. Actually thought he was going to fight about the Samero red card over the weekend.
They
only need six clubs to approve VAR for it to stay.
Yes, and they're more good than bad in VAR, let's be honest, guys.
I think overall, like, goal line technology and offsides calls has been good with VAR, but they need to improve it. That's all I'm saying.
We also have a referee that's been cut off.
I'll make an example. City versus West Ham over the weekend, Marco. Yeah. Solsek scored with a hand. Mm. VAR overruled.
Sushek.
Yeah.
In the City game, yes.
Yeah, he scored with a hand and the goal was ruled out. It in a normal day, that would have stood.
Okay, it's goodbye, guys.
Anyway.
Well, thank you so much to all of you, the ballers. Thank you to Len Moleko.
Yeah, man.
Tippy Worldwide. Thanks, thank you, darling. And thank you to Super Sub and more than anyone. Thank you to you, the ballers, for sticking by us all through a long, long season. There's still lots of action to come. And there's an FA Cup this weekend. There's tomorrow night's Europa League. And then, of course, after that is Euro 2024. So we're not going anywhere. And I'm getting there. If you've not got too much of us over the course of the season, and if you've even gone so far as to not have had enough, come meet us in person at Coffee in Centurion. It's not Coffee Madrid, Coffee Centurion, on the 1st of June for the Champions League final. So it's the Champions League final on the 1st of June at Coffee in Centurion. And we will be there doing a live watch along of the game. So join us on YouTube.
Can't we do, can't if you we can. Do two watch alongs?
I want to do Nedbank Cup the same day as well. I don't know. We'll see.
Long
Let's
watch
see
along.
If we can. Let's see if we can.
From
Let's see if we
can. Like
I actually want to do that as well. I want to do that as well. But
be
we'll
on
see.
Guinness World of Records now.
Yeah.
Watch along.
Hey, well, Podcast and Chill Network's already got enough records. We might as well add some more. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Danko. And remember to be onside with us and Betway. Don't be offside. Be onside.
With Betway, were you?
Get way more. Danko means thank you.
Oh, good morning.